This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
You're listening to Random Order Podcasts, presented by Much Studios.
You know what? Probably like replace like a hair follicle. Possibly still. Because you probably push it into a hair. Maybe like ink is in the way of the hair follicle. You see what I'm saying?
What you mean by that?
So when you said follicle.
That's all it is.
100.
That's all it is, man. Come on.
Yo, we got some new shit for you. Look.
Birdman.
Whoa.
That's my favorite.
Birdman.
Why did he say it like he's getting strangled?
I'm flying any summer. Birdman.
Why did he
It's like he was sad. Like,
is there auto-tune on that shit?
Like, I'm legally blind.
I feel like he's talking to a bunch of people and he's like about to cry. Like, you know who the fuck? I'm fucking Birdman. I'm fucking
Birdman.
When he's in trouble, he gotta repeat his name for the fifth time. He's in trouble by the cops, but he really ain't do nothing. Son, what's your name?
Birdman.
Birdman JR, you niggas bird lunch.
That's all it is, man.
Mm. At my motherfucking wedding, man, that's gonna be in my vows, man.
What?
Tell my girl I love her so much and let her know these niggas bird lunch.
Yes, sir.
That's all it is. Ain't nobody can tell me what that shells, what that mean.
No, it's not good though.
Straight like that. Jermaine, what that mean?
Give it to me one more time.
Birdman JRD nigga bird lunch.
Birdman JRD nigga bird lunch.
Wait,
I didn't even know that's advanced. Bro.
I think I get it now, actually.
Nah, you can never be too sure though with Birdman.
Yeah.
Using it in a sentence would lead you to think that's what it means, but then it's like.
Well, that's the sentence.
No. Using the sentence, the proper situation.
So in the proper situation, I'm Birdman.
Okay.
These niggas suck, man. These niggas bird lunch.
I like that.
That's all right.
That's all it is, man.
If you had to use that in the situation and you had to drop the line Birdman JRD nigga bird lunch, where do you think you would drop that and how?
Man, where wouldn't I drop that?
That's a fact. That's why it's so tough.
Yeah.
You know?
Birdman JRD nigga bird lunch.
For me personally,
Yeah.
You know, I pulled up crazy. Half court, you feel me? Birdman Jr., these nigga bird lunch. Damn. After I hit that thing.
Damn.
I'd probably stitch it on the back of a coat or some shit. To be honest.
That's
the person that came to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's solid. Anyway. You know what it is. Welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of the Random Order Podcast, presented by 4YE Media.
Bow.
Yes, sir. Hello. Presented by Marsh Studios.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It's the boy the most handsome. You know how they call me the most handsome?
Huh. Why?
Because I'm the most motherfucking handsome.
Oh. We ain't see the email. Therefore.
I actually got the email.
Therefore.
Hold on, I'm going to pull it up.
Where's the email?
Y'all introduce yourself.
Therefore.
I forgot what account it was on.
I didn't give a fuck that much. Right now, you're not even close to that player, because you falsely claiming.
Yeah,
shit.
Anybody that trip over it though, it's like, yeah, what? It says more about you than about me. I'm chilling. Yeah,
I'm 100% fine. Now look,
you sound about 98 player.
Excuse me,
100
Birdman.
I forgot my password.
Damn,
I have so many fucking passwords, bro.
That's
yo, by 2020, by 2050, I'm gonna have a fucking million passwords I gotta remember.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna remember one. And because I have like 14 and I can't remember shit.
And it's fucked up because if you can't use the same one.
Cause you shouldn't, because
that's bad.
I used to do that. But then I'm like, let's do the math. Someone
figures out one password, they know.
They got the
but
rest.
You know, my 40 one accounts. Password, you're not going to figure that shit out because it's crazy.
Yeah, it's complex. You know who else is complex? Your boy right here. It's your man Trey Richards.
100.
That was weak.
Yep. Excuse me. I've been working on that one. Let me get him again, Shells.
All right, please do.
Stupid fucking. You stupid fuckers. I'm not even done, Shells. That's the funny part. Get it out your system.
I'm good. I'm done. Go ahead.
It's your boy Trey motherfucking Konnichiwa Richards. Ooh. Yeah, you know where I just came back from.
Where'd you come from again?
Japan.
Oh, fuck. I went to France.
Oh, no. Japan. Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear about that shit.
Yeah, I tell you what, when I feel like it. Niggas, I get off the plane, everyone. Oh, how's your trip? I don't even feel like talking to you right now. Mm. Straight up.
Mm. Yo, my answer is always going to be shitty if you ask me how my trip was.
Yeah.
Because it always it was just, oh, it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, it really was good, but like, okay, that's all I remember.
It was sick.
But I remember it was good.
It's like how was Washington?
It was cool.
You see? Like, but it was fun.
Yeah, but like, it was really
good. Yeah,
but
I was thinking like, I was like, oh, no, hey.
Yo, you got to understand, when I say it was good, like, it was good for me, it was like, up here, up there. So when I say, oh,
but if we talk about it amongst each other, I'll probably give you a lot more stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. Y'all was there, so it's like,
yeah. You know, but that's how I'm going to start the shit. I'm going to be like, yeah, and now it's cool. Cool. They motherfucking, they got piñatas in there, and then I start going into my explanation, man. But yeah, man, it's your boy Trey Richards, man, in the building. That's my third introduction.
Facts,
man.
You know, it's me, Sheldon, the chocolate one. You know, what I'm saying?
Solid is.
I'm back again.
The chocolate one.
You know,
yo, I got the email right here, man.
Oh, where?
What's that?
Yeah, I don't know. I just got an email. Dear Jermaine, the Council of Handsome Men has deemed you the most handsome man in the universe. In a New York accent, actually. Mm. You know the vibes, period, from, comma, Council of Handsome Men.
Yo,
It's right there.
It's actually there.
Yo, I have it. There.
Congratulations. Huh. Sorry about that back there.
Bro, you guys thought I was lying the whole time?
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm sorry.
For sure, because like, when I look at you,
yeah, I was like,
I definitely think I'm more handsome, but
okay,
I don't have the email,
yeah.
So
yeah, no, mine's right here. On my screen.
This is
my
right opinion. Here.
Yeah. Like, this is my computer, and then it's connected to my screen. Mm-hmm. And wow. It's like my email that's logged in, so it's me.
Welcome to Random Order. Right, yeah,
let me check my email. Maybe I got one of those.
Cause... I just cleared my junk this morning. Yeah, ain't nothing in there. Okay. No.
Hold on.
You're not there yet, Shel?
Handsome man.
You got to search keywords in the email.
Yeah, I'm trying to handsome man. No messages match your search.
Yeah.
Huh.
Random it's Order good, featuring the most handsome.
That's how it is.
Damn.
Yeah.
I wanted to start this episode a little bit different, if y'all don't mind.
Oh, first off, sorry. Got to bat the thing up. It's an elephant in the room. He over there. But also, we got some headphones.
Oh, yeah.
And they all match. If you guys are watching the video, right now, if you're listening to audio, you can't see. But if you're watching the video, then you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Because
all of our headphones look exactly the same. Because they are exactly the same.
Yes, sir.
And you know why?
Why is that, Jermaine?
Because we have some very great friends at The Source. And we got to thank them. Because they send us brand spanking new headphones that all match.
Oh, shit. Let me
beats.
Rip my shit off.
Them Dre beats. Oh, hold on. They're that new. We didn't take the sticker off.
Yeah, I'm going to take the sticker.
You can hear the plastic right here.
Yeah, I only got one. There's one right here, too.
Mm-hmm. You got them all, Shells?
That's all it is.
I'm waiting over the soundboard, baby boy.
Hold on.
Do your thing. There you go, Shells.
You got the plastic off his finger.
You feel me?
Let me. Can you give me another shout out just so I can drop the bombs for him?
Shout out The Source. Appreciate the headphones.
I hear you. Exclusive
Raptors edition.
Yeah, man. Even though those guys won't let me play with them,
I would make some nice headphones.
Yeah, man. They did their thing with these headphones, man. I hear y'all. You dig what I'm saying? Now, I sent y'all a video, just doing my normal YouTube shit, and I stumbled upon this video titled, "Oh My God, A Forced Man Make Crocodile Trap by Wood. How to Make a Crocodile Trap." Now, I'm like, how the fuck you make a crocodile trap?
Wait, why would you ever need to trap a crocodile?
You don't know. You don't know what tomorrow brings, so listen to me. Start the video at 10:41. Watch with me, baby.
I'd probably mute my shit.
So now why pause the video?
Bro, you ain't got a job on his nose like that. Bro, you could put on the lock.
I get it. I get what you're trying to do here, but
I don't.
The let's pause it. We're
wait. Okay, so is the alligator dead?
No,
the crocodile's dead.
He's good, but he's stunned. I believe he's stunned. I'm no crocodile.
Now he is, nigga.
Expertise, but look.
This is extreme. I'm about to flag this.
His fucking
bro. He's
the bottom of his mouth
is in the water.
Is in the water while the fucking tail is like, on the other side. This channel is very interesting. He builds shit. Although I don't believe him building all this shit.
Wait, this one where he's building all the stuff underground and
yeah. So he has like some other videos up where. It's called Tube Unique Wilderness, if you guys have seen this channel before. But he goes somewhere, him and his brother is Bredgen, and he just digs with a stick and he builds like pools and shit. Now, I done had a stick in the field to dig on saying that I don't do this.
Ooh, nigga.
What are you looking at?
What's that?
The same video. He just re-caught the crocodile.
Clicked on mm-hmm. stuff.
But basically, yeah, this channel's wild and he flipped the alligator on his back and I wasn't really feeling that. So I just wanted to see how y'all felt about that.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I hope that alligator scraped.
Oh, man, shout out to alligators one time, man.
Because it's like, y'all misunderstood, man. Y'all, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? How you born with sharp teeth, you ain't going to get next to me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. So I feel it's the fierce upbringing of the alligator family that made everyone so scared of us. I'm an alligator deep down.
What
am
I trying to tell you?
What the fuck?
I'm an alligator. Sorry.
Y'all didn't know what it is. How's your trip to Japan?
Man, the shit was great. It was fun. It was very relaxing, very peaceful. But at the same time, just a lot. There's a lot going on. I've never been somewhere where there's so much going on, but I don't feel stressed out or claustrophobic by it. Like, even on the trains, maybe I was just in a good mood, but like, trains would be packed. It's like no one's giving you attitude. No one's stepping on your shit. Like, people are mad respectful. And fucking the few times that people bumped into me, they turn around and say sorry right away and shit. And like, they just keep pushing. But it's like, I was there and I was walking to the train station. I'm like, yo, for as many people that there is here, nobody's stepping on me. Like, and I found a soul. I'm like, yo, this is Toronto. Niggas running into you and shit like that.
That's why I walk like this.
Yeah.
Like, my little force field.
But no, it was cool. It was a different experience, man. Definitely want to go back. That fucking flight though, son.
It's bad?
Oh my God.
How long is it?
Yo, man.
It was like 14 hours.
Oh.
But I took a 2-hour flight to Chicago. I think it was an hour or two hours. Okay. And then I stayed over there and I took that flight, but it's just like...
That's still like, what,
yo,
13 hours, 12 hours right there?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot, bro.
You might as well just give me the hour. Like, like taking an hour off, that does nothing to that flight. That's still crazy.
You got to stretch your legs real quick, but like, bro, like that's just crazy. That's the only reason why I don't want to see the other side of the world.
Bro, there has to be a better way, man. I'm just like, yo, hurry up and figure it out because I'm fucking tired of flying.
PJs. Oh, shit, that's my phone.
The PJs not going to get you there any faster.
Nah,
but you can't stretch out.
Yeah, you got beds and shit in the PJs.
Yeah. I ain't got no bank for no fucking PJ.
Yeah,
man.
Not yet.
Them shit's be expensive. I honestly look into that shit, like the rich lifestyle or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Them shit's be costing like $50,000. I'm like, bro.
For real?
Yeah.
Ticket?
For like, to like rent the plane or like some shit like that.
I'll just stay at home.
No, bro, what?
Bro, that's why it's such a flex to have a private jet, and then when you don't have a private, when you really don't have a private jet, niggas get at you because that shit, like Bow Wow was flexing a private jet.
But what's crazy to me is how like there's some rappers who like that's only how they fly.
Yeah.
So if it's 50, that's so irresponsible with your money, bro.
But then again, like
I don't even care for getting it like that. I don't even care.
Yo, if I was a short rapper and I had a PJ, like me, if I became a rapper and I got a PJ, but okay, yeah, it makes sense because he's tall as shit. But if I was like a short rapper and I like easily fit in economy, like no problem.
Kevin Hart kind of.
Yeah, I'd fly normal.
He takes PJs a lot of places. I think people just do PJs if it's like a quick trip.
Bro,
like,
you a motherfucking liar, bro.
Who?
You, nigga.
What'd I say?
Bro, you said it costs $50,000.
Yeah, he just be saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
That is. What is it say?
Nigga, $4,000
cap
to $13,000.
No.
For the flight? To where? How far? Hold on, how far were you thinking from here to Japan?
I don't know. I just read that it was 50,000. I was watching a rapper video.
It's yo, and that's a okay. So that's a light. So a light one is 4,000 to 5,000. A mid size to super mid size is like that. The most I see here is like 10,000, and then a heavy one is like the most is 20,000.
Really?
Megabus is a dollar.
Max flight time.
Yo, when you put it in perspective like that, like,
for real.
I got it.
At one point in my life, I was down to take a fucking bus from here to LA.
Oh, holy fuck.
I remember first thinking of moving.
Yeah.
Yo, we're so fucking crazy about going to LA. That's all we're thinking about.
Yeah.
What the fuck I want to do out there.
I just do that shit. I got to look this shit up because I definitely watch it and a rapper like flex it. It was 50,000. I'm like, bro, like that's honestly stupid. Like,
yeah, that's
for you. I think it was, honestly, I think it was a Kevin Hart video, but it was like Kevin Hart of Future. I wanted to flex it. I'm like, bro, that's like a lot of money just to take a trip.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, that's no.
But I can't do all that searching now. I'm seeing, yeah. Because
like, I'm seeing like, bro, this is the heavy jet. Heavy jet for 12 hours. Is 20,000.
But they do have to pay the pilot and shit. I wonder if that's in the price too.
Right. Man, fuck that nigga, man.
Yo, oh my God. Let me tell you something. I fucking forgot. I'm coming back from Japan now and I'm supposed to fucking land. Okay, boom. I have a fucking flight from Japan to land in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And then from New Jersey, I'm going to Toronto, right? That's a funny picture. New Jersey, I'm going to Toronto. Mm-hmm. I land in New Jersey like fucking 4 o'clock. My flight's at 7 o'clock. I'm like, all right, that's a light layover. Chill there with Maria. And then boom, get on the flight. So I'm there, I'm chilling. And then fucking these guys are like, yo, your flight's pushed back to 8. I'm like, all right, whatever. They're like, yo, flight's pushed back to 9. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm already here. It's already 8:30. It's whatever. Mm. I fucking get to the terminal now. I'm chilling. They're like, yo, flight's pushed back to like 10. I'm like, bro, why the fuck they keep doing this?
Bro, choose a time.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Thanks.
And outside, they're like, yo, there's gusty wind. So like, you know what I mean? We're pushing back the time. And I'm like, yo, what do you mean by gusty winds? But I'm not going to lie. When we're landing, like, I thought we were landing like this, but the runway's going this way. Man. So I was like, yo, we're kind of leaning. And like one side of the plane was down. It was fucking scary. So I'm like, yo, yeah, there's some gusty shit.
Yeah, outside. I'm fucking landing, bro. Sometimes it's just like, yo, just stay in the air forever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fucking landing.
Or just fucking slam the plane up. Like when you're close enough, just
get low
like,
enough. Get low enough, I can jump out. Don't actually land.
So boom, they push it back again, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And they keep blaming it on the weather. So we're there, and we're in this like small terminal that's like, I think a lot of flights from there are going to the direction of Toronto or like around there. It's like Montreal, Chicago, all them places.
All them things. Yeah.
So we're fucking there and we're chilling. Then they push it back again to like 11:40. So then now niggas is getting upset. They're like, yo, what the fuck's going on? Like, where's this plane? Is the plane even here? She's like, yo, no, not, the plane's not here. And then they're like, yo, what's going on? And she says, all right, guys, to be honest with you, we lost the captain. And I'm like, that's why I got up. I was chilling the whole time. Like, bro, you're going to push shit back. What are you going to do? Yell and say, why are you pushing the flight? The fucking weather's bad outside. Mm-hmm. I heard we lost the captain. And she's holding her fucking heart like this. Like, yo, like I could tell. All right, she's on her last straw.
He's not answering.
We don't know where the pilot is right now. And I'm like, what the fuck?
There?
Bro, fine. I get up, I hear two stories. One story is he's not on the radar, right? So he's not on the map, and he's in the air, and he's not on the radar. I don't know if I heard that right. That's what I'm saying.
I thought you guys were on the plane at this
point. No, I'm waiting in my terminal.
Okay, if you're in the air, you don't want to hear you. Yeah. I lost the captain.
No.
Because then that's something else.
No, I thought they were on the plane, but like, it's like... In the runway, though.
No. We're in the airport. Oh, the whole time, we assumed that the fucking plane was there.
Oh, okay.
But then she said, like, yo, like, we don't know where the captain is.
Yeah, I got you.
And then there's no plane in our little section where we get up and board it on the bridge.
Yeah.
So then I heard that she said, yo, I don't, like, we lost the captain and he's off the radar. But I'm like, I don't think you should tell that to customers. So I didn't think I heard that right.
Yeah. Checking a shorty.
And then, she showed up. I said, yo, let me land this in New York real quick.
Yo, is your driveway empty?
Yo, what's your runway saying? This guy's flying over Indiana. He's like, yo, text my Indiana shorty. Yo, your runway's busy right now?
And she texts back quick, sweet.
Yo, let me land that.
Yo, so fucking... I'm over there now. I'm over there. And then they said her second thing was, I lost a fucking captain. He's on the radar. And then she says, yo, we have another captain driving here from Rochester, New York. So he's beaming it to New Jersey.
Oh, fuck.
And she's like, yo, he said he'd get here by 11:04. That's why we had to push back one more time to 11:40 to give him more time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up canceling the flight and then saying, and then blaming it on the weather. And then I'm like, bro, you guys are fucked because at
you mean I could have been sleeping, my nigga?
Huh? Yeah, like the whole time. Like
I could have not been in the airport this whole time.
And like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the fucking airport for a minute all day. I had a 14-hour flight, you know what I mean? I had shit to do, bro. Yeah. Like I ate certain foods I should because I thought I'd be home by this time. I ate certain dairy products. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
I did something I shouldn't have done.
Well, you timed it though, so still responsible.
Yeah. And now I'm responsible.
Niggas got to give me the fat voucher for that.
I drank an iced coffee, if you feel what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, that's too much.
Two of them.
So now you up and your guts is bubbling.
Yeah, bro. So I was in that bitch till fucking 2 a.m. till they finally put me in a plane or a fucking hotel.
Oh, okay.
And then they're like, yo, you gotta get up. I was in New Jersey. They're like, yo, your flight's at 8 o'clock at LaGuardia. So I got to get up even earlier. It's like fucking 3 a.m. by the time I'm going to bed. I have to get up by 5 to head over to the next airport. Mm-hmm. Do all this dumb shit, bro. And like, I complain to these niggas saying, oh, like, sorry, you know how them winds be. I'm like, fuck. I know how them winds
captain,
be, yeah.
Madam, your captain was missing.
Yeah.
She totally ignored that. I said, bro, like, you guys are this and that. Like, how do you lose a captain? Totally ignored that and said, hey, if the winds are strong, what do you want us to do type shit? And I'm like, yo, you guys are crazy, man.
That's why I be at the crib, man.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel it.
That's a fact.
Ain't no delays at the crib.
Mm-mm. What y'all niggas on though, man? That's enough about
man,
me.
Y'all didn't know what it is, man. I got a fucking headache.
Oh, fuck. Yes, man. Yeah, man.
Why the heads ache, you know?
Fucking nigga, black. Nigga be real stressful.
But your life is sick, but your fucking headaches. Come on.
Yeah. Did you guys... last time we couldn't talk about it because Jess hadn't watched the movie, but what did you guys think about us? And let's really get into this shit because I'm a deep dive into it. Y'all not going to like my response.
So, but okay, well, are we doing spoilers, though?
Yeah, spoiler.
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert. Oh, yeah.
Maybe skip, like, I don't know, look at the timestamps. And when
when you can.
So, from now on, so...
Yeah.
Y'all remember when that? No, I'm joking. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, honestly, I enjoyed the movie. Like, I thought it wasn't what I expected. Mm-hmm. I didn't really watch too many trailers. I think I watched the first trailer and like that was pretty much it. Like when that shit dropped. So like by the time the movie came out, like I forgot like what I saw in the trailer. But so I kind of went in like, you know, not knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
To me, it's not really like a super horror movie. Like I expected more horror, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
To me, it was more just like a psychological type movie. Like, it wasn't really like a, like, you know, like horror, like creepy.
I mean, motherfuckers were getting stabbed in the neck a lot. But...
They were, but like, you know, so like, that's like an action movie then. Yeah. Like, to me, there's a lot of action in that shit.
Yeah.
Like, especially like once like the doppelgangers get there, it's just like.
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't a scary movie. Like, I got in that bitch. It was like, but it made you think though. That's what I really liked about it. There's a lot of like symbolism and shit and a lot of like hidden messages. And I felt like.
Yeah.
Even looking at the interviews after, like how deliberate a lot of these things were, like as far as like the books that were in the background or the songs that were playing or just a lot of shit. So like I knew that going into it.
Yeah.
So I was like, it was fun to like just look out for that type of shit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of messages in that bitch. I really want to watch it again just to really like get into it and break it down.
Yeah. Corey saw it again. He said it's better the second time. Said like way better the second time.
Yeah.
He's like, he notices like certain little shit and whatnot. Like I like the shorty. The daughter was like, "Oh, she wanted to drive."
Yeah,
and they were like, "Oh, you can't drive. But anything you put your mind to, like you could do." Like she's like, "You can't drive, but like she wants to do track, right?"
Yeah,
they want her to do track, but she's like, "Well, I don't want to do track. I want to drive.
Yeah,
I can't be a track star anyways." And the mom's like, "You know, anything you could put your mind to, that like, you could do."
Yeah,
so like she's like, "Well, I want to put my mind to driving." Mm-hmm. And then like later in the movie, she's whipping it, like little shit like that. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
He said he caught beer, other like little shit. I actually watched like a. Like a breakdown afterwards.
Yo, I found a sleazy breakdown today, actually. From Wisecrack.
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, they did a sick one.
Yeah, I saw
really broke it down.
The breakdown like made me like the movie more.
Though. Yeah.
Like, because I was like, oh, shit. Like,
yo, we appreciate a lot of shit, man. That's like, even like putting out videos and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I used to hate when like I put in so much work and like make sure this is like this and like I was like deliberate about this and make sure this joke doesn't hit, so let me take it out. And like I really like, sat down and worked it out. And then as far as like the video quality and the audio and everything, and then I used to hate when people would just come through like, this video sucks.
Yeah.
Like, or this video's not funny. But like, yo, there's so much more to it, though.
Yeah,
like, you know, I feel like that shit was like really jam-packed. Forget, like, I wasn't a huge, huge fan of Get Out. I was like I got it and like the message was deep and it was like, it was cool and shit. I understood it. But then like the acting, I was talking about this in the last episode. I feel like the acting was like, it seemed too much like a parody to me. I don't know. Like, I couldn't connect with it. But this time around, like Lupita fucking killed it.
Facts.
Everyone did their fucking thing, man. That little girl was scary as shit. I was into it.
Yeah.
100. Before you do that.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder, rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fatana, the human bandana. It's in the fucking building.
Human bandana.
Anyways.
Birdman,
JR, these nigga Birdlunch.
I'm fucking Birdman.
I enjoyed the movie. I agree with what a lot of you guys are saying.
It's just two of us.
You know what the fuck it is? I agree with what you guys are saying. I think there's a lot of shit that it's a movie that you should watch twice because there's a lot that you miss. Mm. I think what I like most about the movie is I was able to predict shit. And I always feel like I like that shit about movies when I'm watching it and then I assume something and I'm like, yo, I think this and this is going on. Sometimes I'm like, yo, you're so off because I'll just be like too far left with it or whatever. And then like, but when that shit actually happens, I'm like, bro, I fucking knew it. Like when I was watching it, like this was a smaller one, but when I seen certain shit lining up or whatever, I'm like, okay, that's like the camera was very focused on it, but some other people may not have caught it. I'm like, oh, like, okay, that's weird how that shit just lined up like this. What? And then. Like the frisbee falling onto her blanket or some shit. Then you see that she looks at it and then she gets shook. And there's certain shit that the husband was doing that she like paid certain attention to. She got shook. I'm like, that's saying something. I don't know. It's like a bunch of shit like that. And then even at the start, when homegirl got snatched or homegirl saw her true reflection or whatever. And then she's saying, yo, she hasn't been smiling. Then the dad's like talking to her and shit. I'm like, that's kind of weird. But I didn't know about them doppelgangers. Yeah, you know what I mean? But yeah. I think overall is a good movie. I'm not too crazy about it. I wasn't too crazy about Get Out either. I just feel like fucking it's cool to see Jordan fucking do that shit, though. You know what I mean? Like put together movies like that and kind of transition from the world that we're in right now and then go into movies like that. Because it's not horror to me just because there's so many jokes in it. And it's like it's a refreshing aspect of a movie. Mm-hmm. But like it wasn't really a horror film to me, but I enjoyed the guy, the nigga in Get Out, man. Like I feel like his comedy career really popped. I'm sorry, I don't even know his name off top.
Motherfucking TSA T-Rail.
Yeah, like fuck. Let me get his name out of respect, man, because he did his thing.
Yeah, I can't remember his name right now. I think it's D. It's something with a D though. D-Rail. I think it's
D-Rail. This is bad. Yeah,
stop guessing.
Tyrese?
Lil Rel.
Lil Rel.
I said T-Rel.
That was too bad.
So, yeah.
Durrell.
Oh, that's a DJ, nigga.
DJ Durrell. Winston Duke was obviously like the funny one in this movie and he just kept hitting the dad jokes and shit, and I feel like Jordan really delivers on that shit because you can never have enough comedy in movies, you know what I mean? And I think he's brilliant and he's really flexing his chaps. His chaps or chops, I don't know which one it is, but he's really flexing
his chops.
He's flexing his muscles, whatever. You know what I mean? And I feel like the more movies he makes, the better it's gonna get. Mm-hmm. And I'm just excited for that.
Yeah, I feel like this shit was way better than Get Out, man.
This is way better than Get Out, yeah.
Yeah, Blood.
Think so?
Blood doing something. Yeah, man.
I could see the progression in it. Because, like, again, Get Out was, like, really corny to me. And, like, a lot of shows was, like...
I loved Get Out. I loved Get Out. I didn't think it was corny at all.
Like I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I know because we had this discussion on New Year's. You're saying, like, Get Out was, like, your top 10 of last year or some shit like that. Oh, movies.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
And I was like, no, like, I think it's so far from it. But this one, like, a lot... It was sticking with me a lot more. Mm. That's why I liked it. Like, Get Out, I was just like... Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just like some moments I'm like, oh, it's kind of it's dead, you know. But then this one was like, I love the fucking cinematography of it.
I haven't seen Get Out in a while, so I'm definitely gonna watch it.
Yeah,
watch it.
I haven't seen it in a while. I haven't seen it since it came out.
Watch it.
Yeah, I thought the plot was sick. I was like, it's cool and like, fuck, it's a sick concept. But just for me, it's literally just the acting. I'm like, I don't know. It just seems.
I will say us. I didn't know where Us was going. Like, I felt like I kind of knew, like, I knew Get Out. I knew, like, I felt like in the end he was going to get out and, you know, he was gonna, he's going to be good and, like, it was going to be a happy ending. I didn't know. I don't even think I could say Us has a happy ending. Like, you can't really even say that because I felt like I was rooting for the ops the whole movie when, like,
that. Yeah, I was thinking about, like, who do I feel bad for?
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like that I like better because I don't really like cookie cutter endings. I don't like endings where it's like everything's good, you know? I like endings where it's like, some shit is fucked up. And this ending, I feel like he could even do a Us too. Like,
oh, for sure. Yeah, he left that shit wide open.
Yeah, shit left it wide open. So,
yeah, the son was speculating, like, hey.
Yeah.
Mom moving.
Yeah. Funny. But you know what? It's dope about that because it's like, what's conflicting about him, I think the kid knows. The kid definitely knows that. But what's conflicting is like, that's still his mom, though. Like, like, you did some fucking slimy shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
2 decades ago. But fuck, like, you're still my mom, like, that's, you birthed me, like, you know what I mean? At the end of the day.
What'd he do?
Because you know the kid, you remember the movie, right?
Yeah.
So, like, the kid.
Remember that movie we're talking about?
Yeah. I'm going to come clean. We went to watch it when I landed, so, like, I was, like, kind of falling asleep at some parts. Was,
all right, fair enough. So, you know, the kid gets taken by.
He gets snatched up in the last scene.
By the red Lupita, so. Yeah. When he's down there in, you know, in the underworld, in the tunnels and shit, I'm sure, like, Lupita, that's. The original Lupita that got snapped probably told him like, "Wah pop," you know what I mean? Told him like, like, yo,
the tether told
the kid, yeah,
the tether told the kid,
yeah, the tether probably told the kid like, "Hey, this is what really happened, whatever." Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when they're fighting, the Lupita that we know the whole movie, after she kills the tether, the tethered Lupita, she like lets out like a scream, kind of like how they talk,
just like that.
She's the only one in the group that talks. The rest of like the other doppelganger, they don't talk. They just like let out like screeches and shit. So he heard that. So then he put two and two together. So when they're driving in the car after in the ambulance, I think it is. Yeah, it's ambulance. Yeah. He looks at her like, "Yo, like,
you just threw the mask."
Yeah,
on.
Like, I knew, I know what it is, but like, you know,
still rate that.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, that shit was cool, man.
Yeah. That shit was cool, man. Yeah. It was just another movie to watch.
I was just thinking, how did? Okay, they were like, the only thing I was confused about was how you know how they're mirrored, like they do the same actions. That there's a whole part where they're doing the exact same actions that they're doing above ground, but they're just like underground doing darker version of it. I don't get how they came up. Like, how did they stop doing that?
Yeah,
like, aren't they controlled by?
Well, I guess it would be the Lupita, the original Lupita, when she gets swapped, I guess she would kind of be like the reasoning for them because she would like, I guess she has knowledge of the world above, right?
So she's like, oh, yo, mana's up. Like,
yeah, she'd be like, yo, this was really Guan out there, right? Like, they that have the sick shit. Yeah.
No, because the young one went up and she was seeing shit. Because I was a daughter for a minute.
Yeah.
And then, I was going to say, I feel like that like opened some sort of portal, like when she went in there or some shit like that, where it's like, she switched worlds and shit because, like, why?
Well, it's not really a portal. They're just, I mean,
it's like a lab.
They're portal. Under there.
They're literally just there.
Yeah, literally just like there. Like,
it's like a government thing type of thing.
Yeah.
Did it? Yeah.
Like, that's all they know type shit, kind of.
Yeah.
Thing,
you know what I mean? The only, and the only door that we saw was in that fucking maze where she switched up.
Yeah. I didn't, did you guys feel like you saw the ending coming? Like, the switch? Like, did you feel like, I knew she got switched?
Oh,
yo, I don't know how the fuck I missed that, but like, like,
I didn't,
she was like, knowing that she was the only one that could talk, I feel like I should have put it together, but no, I missed it.
Yeah, I missed it.
Yeah.
At first, I was so confused because I thought the daughter was I thought it was
the daughter
fucking
was,
switched. I thought, not, I didn't think it was Lupita. I thought it was Lupita's daughter.
The daughter was.
In
was,
the starting.
Yeah.
Because then when I saw him, like, everyone looked the same and shit. Mm. I'm like, yo, that confused me.
Mm.
But yeah, I thought it was her daughter that got switched. And then when I started realizing how she was talking to shit, I'm like, oh, that's definitely not good. Yeah, I was tired, bro. I was fucking...
It's a 1986.
I'm like, what the fuck,
oh,
bro?
It did. It's like 19. I just thought that was the time. I'm like, all right, this one is taking place. But yeah, now, I got respects for Jordan, man, for doing all that and transitioning over. Because it's not even like, bro, like these movies are hitting. You know what I mean?
Yo,
like,
you're doing numbers, bro.
They're doing
bro,
numbers. And doing numbers. He's making history, you know?
Yeah, bro.
Shout out to that.
I think it's like highest grossing horror movie of all time. Like American, of all American movies.
Damn.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, nigga.
Highest grossing of all time.
Yes, sir. One more time.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's crazy. Damn. It's crazy, but it's true. All right, so if y'all just tuned in, y'all skipped to the part where we didn't say any spoilers. Congratulations and welcome.
It kind of was fucked up how that kid...
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I'm tired. I'm not even alive. Coming back home, I've been fucking... I thought it wasn't jet lag, but like I don't know what it is. I'm just like, I'm tired at earlier, and I get up earlier. Like, yo, I want to go to bed by 11.
What's the time difference?
It's 13 hours, 14 hours, something like 12 hours.
So it's like, yeah, just the opposite.
Oh, okay. So like PM...
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Damn, shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that'd fuck you up still.
We was talking to our mans, and he was playing basketball in China for a minute, and he was just telling us about just how it is out there, life out there, how different it is, how there's like no cash, how there's no fucking cops because there's cameras on every fucking corner, and like if a bank gets robbed on at like 4 o'clock, by 4:15, like they're on the news saying, yo, we found him and shit. And he's saying, yo, it's just fucking different out there. Like once you're in the system, you're in the system. Telling us about this fucking ghost town in China where there's 65 million
people. Yo, multiple. Like fucking... just multiple. Hmm? Like there's a bunch of ghost towns, not just one.
65.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to spread the population.
65
around.
Million empty apartments.
65 million.
Million.
Are you sure?
Like, yeah, I don't know about that.
No.
I'm not gonna say a number.
Bro, that's a lot, bro.
No.
Yo, it's a fuck. Like they make like big ass ghost towns, like just empty. Like everything's empty. They're really trying to spread out the population because everyone's like closer to the waters.
Yeah,
closer to the coast. So they make these towns and then just nobody moves into them. Just literally waiting for everyone to move in. But like, yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. I'm about to get this shit right here. There may be as many as 64 million empty apartments in China. That's fucking crazy.
Holy shit.
I'm telling you.
Build these big ass skyscrapers.
This is in 2011, they said that.
Bruh.
And it's like, if you look it up, there's videos all about it. And it's basically, yeah, like what Jermaine was saying, they're trying to spread out China and the population, but like nobody's going there.
Man's not moving.
And there's I think it was a BBC interview where this guy went over there and he's just like entering buildings and shit like that. He's like opening it up and it's like, it's easy to get into, but the problem is if you go over there, you're just there alone. Like there's no stores, there's no food, there's no like nothing. So my man's that was telling us about it. He's like, yo, if you pack a car with like everything you need, like you could be scraped for like 5 months. And I'm
so,
like, bro.
Yo, is that, I think I watched this music video at your house where it's like they recreated like Paris or something. Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that
yeah,
over
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
That's one, say, of the,
it's one of the ghost towns.
Shit.
Model took like Paris and just empty.
Yeah. And it, yo.
And no one's there.
Because I'm wondering like how this video got a budget then. What the fuck? Like, how they recreate that? That would make a lot of sense then. They probably just went over there. Nothing's out there.
It's so weird to even, like, look at these pictures.
There's no Gubby to tell you not to shoot. Like, just deal with it.
Yeah, and they have a ball court there, this picture. I may fucking move into this hole, man. Like,
what the fuck? Send me that.
Bro, I'll just be walking around town just butt naked.
Yeah. I said this too. Like, I'd be over there just walking around, just trying to get milk. I'd go like buy milk and then put it in the store just to like walk to the store and buy milk the next day just so I feel normal. You feel what I'm saying? Like, just so I get my peace of mind. This is fucking crazy, y'all. And they're just keeping it there. So I want to pull up. I'm going to do a test. I'm going to go to China and I'm going to go into a ghost town and I'm just going to chill. He said you can have a penthouse if you want. I want a penthouse.
Okay, buddy.
I'm going to go over there. I told him if he goes back to play in China next year, because I was supposed to go see him, we're all going to go see him. And
yo, I was scared of China, man.
Yeah.
We had a connection on the way to Bali, and then it was just a connection. We literally didn't have to, we got off the plane to get back on the same plane and then take off again.
The nigga said,
it was
get
like
off.
A legit, like a 30 minute connection.
What
and
the
then
fuck?
Just for the plane to refuel or whatever. And then we had to go in, line up, give our fingerprints, and bunch of pictures and open our bags and everything just to go sit back down on the plane.
Yo, and the difference between
yo, I was so fucking scared, man.
I thought that's how it was gonna be in Japan. So like when we're there in China, bro, like I was standing, you know how you're like you're coming off of immigrations and it's like stand at yellow line, they're mad strict about that shit. Mm. I was there and I was like the next one up and fucking like I think Maria went in front of me and then he told Maria where to go and then like there's another M2 that he's pointing at for me, but I didn't see it and he like screamed at me to like go there.
Really?
I'm like, yo, bro, what the fuck? Like strict, bro, like strict. And then he was like watch me the whole time, like he's standing right behind me like while I write it, then like right when I was done, like I didn't even finish, I'm still writing in the last box, go. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like pointing me to the officer, bro, then
even
like
before that, you're walking about, on the paper it says like whatever, like name, date, blah blah blah. So like he's pointing to the name thing. Name. I'm like, oh yeah, it says NAME.
Well, yeah, I'm already filling it out.
So he looked at him, he's like, name, and he looked at me, he's like, James Harden. I'm like, oh fuck, okay.
Oh yeah, Nick had a sense of humor the whole fucking time. But yeah, they're like just fucking strict. And then I get to Japan, I'm thinking it's about to be the same thing. So I'm just like on my P's and Q's, and then I get there and niggas just mad nice. Oh, hey, what's up? What are you doing here? I'm like, oh, I'm just here for my birthday. Cool. Like, speaking perfect English today. Yeah, I was like, yo, what the fuck? All right, yo, head over right there. Get your bag at 8. I'm like, all right, cool. Thanks, man. He's like, yeah. Then one guy, like, opened up my shoes. He's like, oh, why do you have so many shoes and shit? Like, because they think you're going there to resell or something like that. Mm. I don't know. So they're, like, sticky about that. But other than that, they're mad chill, bro. Like, I'm afraid to go to China. You just reminded me.
How many shoes did you bring?
I brought, like, 20 pairs, 10 pairs. Mm. No cap in the mind game.
Bro, being a tall nigga traveling, man.
Yo, you gotta get shoes.
Yo, two shoes is one suitcase.
Yo, I use your second suitcase as my shoe suitcase.
How many fit in there?
Like, there was, I think, 9.
9 pairs of shoes?
Yeah, because I...
The little one?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Vans, nigga?
Not one. They pulled up so nice. It's like...
Fucking Converse, nigga?
Yo, I legit fit 2 pairs in there, and it's like, that's it.
Yo, I just try to wear, like, versatile kicks. Like, okay, I can rock these kicks.
With, yo, but then when you're out on road and just like, I hate it. It up.
I'm never happy, but, yo, I'm traveling, you know?
Yo, nah, honestly, like,
what's worse when I bring
them? Doing that, but I'm like, yo, fuck it. I'm just going to bring all of them if I don't wear them. I
don't like doing that, see?
I didn't wear, like, 3 of them, but
it gets
like,
me so fucking mad.
I had 2 free check bags. How you going to hate a nigga for that? So I brought that.
I hate carrying shit, though.
Yeah, that too. Like, I just want to be light, like.
Just fucking, as soon as I get to the airport, just take everything.
Yeah.
Just bring it.
Nah.
Thanks.
I tried to finesse a ride from this cart because we're in the airport. And I was just like, yo, like, where the food cart at? And then this girl blocked the seat and said, so over there, just go over there and make a left and you'll see it. And it was deep, bro. And I'm like, yo, it said free passenger rides.
So yeah.
I'm like, oh, she definitely dissed my shit.
Oh, you went to ask her and hoping that she would be like, come on, ride with me.
Yeah,
just walk all the way over there.
That's what I'm saying. She slid over to the front seat and like kind of like blocked
fucking
it.
Dubbed your shit.
Yeah. I looked at Maria. I'm like, all right, so we got to go there, make a left.
Shit's over there.
Yo, I saw a tweet on Twitter talking about how, let me find the exact tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Got me thinking.
A helicopter taking off.
Yo, what is that?
Yeah, what the fuck is that, nigga?
Just a helicopter, don't worry.
Bro, why the fuck the houses make so many sounds, bro?
Take your house.
Just be a house and just
I've been hearing it too. Like, yo, am I tripping? Like, what is that?
Goddamn.
I feel like a fucking alien scanning the building, my nigga.
Did you find the tweet?
Yeah, it said, yo, Bedrock by Young Money is honestly the worst song ever. Insanely bad quotables in each verse. So I'm like, was it that bad? Really?
No way.
I went to go check
song
it out.
A lot when it
I did
came
too.
Out.
Yeah, dog, like, that shit was huge. I think it was my MSN fucking screen name. When niggas used to put lyrics in their name.
A lot.
That was me. The song was in there, I'm pretty sure. But I went to go check back.
I can make your bed rock.
She don't ever wonder, cause she knows she bad. And I got her, nigga.
Grocery bag.
But. Yo, it's like.
But. But.
What? Nothing.
But.
But nothing.
Grocery bag.
Okay.
But
okay.
Nothing.
Okay. But.
Nothing.
What comes in after? The lovely voice of Lloyd.
But ooh. Yo, grocery bag though?
But it helps.
Yo, legit, like, spend 5 more minutes on that. If I was in the studio, I'd be like, hey, go to. Listen. take 5. We ain't no rush to record. We ain't no rush to record this thing, man. So just, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Go to, you know we have this on to the end of summer. You know we holding on to it for a little bit.
You don't got to be on this one. If you're not ready. Just...
Nah, it's ready. Go to, hey.
Let me get your pen real quick.
It's ready.
I had this crazy idea. Hold on. Let me see your notebook.
Yo, imagine performing, like, showing that to the group just, like, as a pitch. Like, I did my verse, man. This is how we end it. And I got her, nigga.
Grocery bag. You think
you
when
just
he
hear,
put,
you just hear the fucking thing in the background?
you just fucking hear it. You hear his piece of paper coming down from his face. So what y'all think? Bro, I think there's a lot of terrible lines of fucking.
Maybe it's time to put this pussy on your sideburns. Like every time that line passed by, I learned, huh. But I never really sat down like, yo, what the fuck did she mean by that? Until now, when I'm a grown man with wisdom and shit. And I have no, oh, hold on. They have an explanation of my genius right now.
Okay.
Woo! Yeah. Shout out to the Barbs.
Time to put this pussy on your sideburns. In an interview, Nikki said this particular line is aimed at Lil Wayne when the YMC and BCO kicked her off the single originally for bailing on studio time to perform a solo show she forgot about. Nikki wrote four different verses and included this one to grab Wayne's attention. Lil Wayne apparently has infamous sideburns. According to Nikki, hence the line.
Oh.
I still don't get it, though.
But.
Why would you just put. I can't think of one instance where I was like, oh, okay, yeah, it's definitely time to put a pussy on a sideburn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but my only like problem.
When is that time, though?
I mean, my only problem with Nikki is that she wants her pussy put her pussy in a lot of places. Because in this song of Genius for the Money with Fabulous, she told Fab, "I told Fab get that Michael Knight knit coupe before I put this pussy on your chipped tooth." So
like, places it wherever, just put it on a sideburn.
Put my pussy.
Like, y'all see my pussy? Oh, it's on the sideburn over there.
You remember last night you put it on. Oh, last fuck. Night you put it on the sideburn.
You put it on the refrigerator. It's on the refrigerator.
That way I keep. Man,
and
shit.
You get to the doctor's for a check. Oh, damn! I left my fucking pussy on the sideburn. Fuck.
So
I just be coming off the top asbestos.
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 Like the shit in walls that gives people cancer and shit.
Hmm.
But I don't get how asbestos comes off the top of the ceiling. Oh, you put it on the ceilings. Okay.
I see where she's going.
Okay.
Is there any other lines in there?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
I miss Young Money.
So do I.
This is a good time, man. Yo, Tron was a big fan of, yeah, Gutta Gutta and J Mills.
As the flow continues.
Yo, Lil Wayne had a good verse.
What?
Yeah, I skipped Lil Wayne's part.
Yeah, solid, you know? She got that good.
She Michael Jackson bad. I'm a chat to do her. Check this ass.
I like her lifestyle. If she stays, I hate to see her go.
But I love to watch her leave.
I keep her running back and forth
like a soccer team.
Yo, if you, bro, if you fucking didn't, if you're a young boy back then. And you didn't know the verse to fucking Lil Wayne's verse on Cannon. You can't chill with me.
Yeah.
Oh,
bro, everybody in the. I was the shyest fucking kid. I'm like, I still know that verse front to back, nigga.
How did you motherfucker?
And I was singing with all the cool kids and shit.
Cannon. You guys always wanted to stay back to do the Cannon voice? That was me. I'm like, I got the Cannon.
Yeah, y'all going. I got the Cannon voice.
Yeah, I can't talk and spell at the same time. I wrote fucking Lil Wayne Channon.
Yo, I ain't no more money.
One hand no more money.
None, I'm just downloading something. That's the AK Bullet Birdman, JR. These niggas Birdman.
Such a good time in music.
This is when music was music. Man.
Trust me, man.
Niggas bitching in the fire. Hey. I got duct tape, the rope, I leave you missing like the fucking
oak.
One hand on my money, one hand on my buddy, that's the AK-47, make his neighborhood happy.
When DJ Drama wasn't a waste
of you. Don't let that bird shit, he got a weak stomach.
Yo, even fucking Freeway snapped on his bitch.
Oh my god.
Got into
the internal.
Bro, that was so many. I heard that ringtone go off so many times in classes.
Yeah.
Bro, he had another joint.
Oh, man.
I don't remember what it's called, but all I know, it was like, the line just left my head. Come back to me.
Yo, I remember having to play music in front of my dad, and like, sometimes I'd be at work with my grandpa and shit, too.
Mm.
And then like, Suck It or Not or some shit will come on.
Bro, to this day.
to this day.
Bro, I was playing, what's that joint that Meek got with Cardi on his new shit?
Fuck. I don't listen to songs like that on the regular.
I'm gonna find it, bro.
I know what you're talking about.
Because I was listening to that shit. I was riding around. I was giving my aunt right, to the hair salon or some shit like that. And I forgot how that record goes, so I just put it on because like I like the song, mm-hmm. and the hook is just fucking dirty as fuck, bro. Like, I'm gonna find it real quick. I was like, oh shit, bro, but like by the time I noticed, it was like past the second verse, so I'm like, I got just. It's on me. Fuck on me. So I just had,
bro,
to let
I
it
get
rock.
So sweaty.
I had to just be confident in my decision. Like, this is my whip.
I'm gonna pretend you don't hear it. You gotta pretend
I'm
like
dropping hand on the wheel like you didn't hear that.
I'm
shit.
Just like, mm-hmm. And the end, and bro, I don't know. He has like at the end, he just fucking mixes it for a minute.
I want
to
freak that song. Freak that
song. I'm just like, okay, Meek. All right.
You got your fucking anti-cushioner bag and shit, like trying to drop the windows, getting hot.
Trust me, I was like, fuck. Like, I gotta be conscious of what I'm playing. Oh,
yo, man. Any relatives in my whip? All jazz.
Yeah,
all instrumentals.
I just bun the radio, like, fuck it, bro.
Yeah.
All right, just
what
fucking,
do you like? You want to plug your shit
yeah.
in?
Yeah.
I just fucking drive.
105.5, you know, the reggae shit. Just put that on.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know, bro. I don't really be finding myself giving other niggas rides and shit. Like, there's a couple times I had to give my niggas' parents some rides. And then that shit, I'm like, sitting in the car saying, yo, fuck, what is this person like? Yeah, and I just, my safe bet is Blueface, baby.
100.
Just like that. It's great like that, man.
Birdman.
Yo, the other day we were talking, and first off, oh shit, this is the same day I was tired. Boom. I was chilling and I was tired, and we're watching movie Up. Oh, what's it called?
Us.
This guy said Up.
Mm-hmm. Us.
Us.
Yes. Sir.
So we was watching that one.
Birdman.
And I was walking in, and I don't know what the fuck was going on. Dude, like I was just walking, and this is all I saw was like, yo, the door. There's so much shit going on. There's like, there was mad people, like I don't know. I felt like everyone was like looking at us and shit. I don't know why, but it's just like I felt like there's a lot of people around me. I felt maybe anxiety kicked in, and I just walked straight, and there's a fucking caution wet sign like, right in front of me. Everybody saw it but me, and I just walked right through the shit. The shit fell. And I was just like,
yo. You know what I rate, though? The man did not fix it.
No shit.
Fucking rate.
No shit. I'm like, yo,
bro,
no.
I felt like I was looking at it more than he was looking at it.
Yo, I was walking behind him. I'm like, yo, I'm pretty sure this guy's about to fucking walk straight into a wet floor sign.
Yo.
And he just kicked it and it fucking folded and collapsed.
Bro, I learned that best from Julian, bro. This nigga will do some awkward shit and act like, yo, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, that did not just happen.
That's all you got to do is still, I rate that.
Bro, I just walked straight past that shit, and the shit clapped so fucking loud. Everyone's looking at me.
He clapped it closed.
Oh. And I'm like, bro, it is what it is, boy. Like, end of the day, it is what it is. I would have picked it up, but my pants were sagging a lot. And oh my God, when your pants are sagging in front of your parents, that's an embarrassment right there. But
yo, honestly, I got to a point where I'm like, bro, I'm gonna fuck.
Nah, like when I got to pick up some shit that I just dropped, like that's when I'm like,
I mean, yeah, I pick up with my feet and throw it up.
I cringe with my toenails and throw it up, but that's not what I was gonna say. So what happened? We was watching Us, and then fuck, I was just about to go. Oh, boom! So then we get back in line. We're waiting for this fucking movie. Shout out to all the people that was there watching it at that movie theater that we was at, because we cut off a bunch of y'all and we didn't even know it, and y'all niggas ain't saying nothing. See, y'all are cool, respectful.
Oh, the line was confusing, bro.
Yeah,
yo, that's on management.
Yeah, maybe that's why everyone was looking at us. But anyways. We got into conversation, me, Jane Shells, and we're just like, yo, like, what is that conversation gonna be like when you sit down in your barber's chair and you say, yo, like,
oh man,
cut it all off, you know, like,
it's time. When you have to sit in your barber chair and tell them, yo, it's time to go bald.
It's time to go bald.
So, I thought about it. I'm like, yo, this is a fucking stupid question. But then I really started going deep with it. I'm like, yo,
because
every time you sit down, like, your barber knows you're supposed to, like, oh, so it's the same shit. You don't gotta tell him.
Mm-hmm.
So to like turn around one time,
can you imagine,
yo, special instructions?
Can you imagine he has a clipper, he's about to go, and you just say, wait.
Get to zero. Take the guard out.
You do it
for him? Just grab the guard. Just... He just looks at you like,
them time, they're still, brother.
Yo, fuck. I wouldn't even answer. Like, I sit down, he puts a cape on me. He's just like, how's it going? Just not even say anything.
You just say nothing.
I don't say nothing, bro. Just do it. Do it. It's time.
Yeah, I gotta have the conversation with my barber. Like, yo, one of these days, I mean, not one of these days, but like, you know, eventually, like, yo, when that time comes, when that time comes and I'm acting suspicious and I'm not saying too much, then yeah, you know that it's time for the hair to go.
Yeah.
But y'all kind of excited to go bald.
Nah.
Because I got a fucking beard. I'm good.
I'm not saying I'm excited, but like, to me, like, I'm just not holding on, bro. I just see too many of y'all out here holding on and like,
bro, it'd be one bro. Hair. I'm like, yo, bro,
I'm not holding on, bro. As soon as my shit,
you can pluck that shit out, nigga.
Bro, you just gotta work with what you got, bro. That's a lot of people need to understand. Mm-hmm. Work with what you got.
Don't yo, I think it's just this. It must be like the disbelief. Imagine like having hair your whole life, especially imagine like yo, those guys life, are, yo, the guys who are like,
yeah, I was born with
because majority of life. I mean, up until that point,
you'll probably have more. Life without hair than you have with hair. Like
no, but like up to then, how you feel me?
Yeah,
like especially those guys who like used to have waves back in the day and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
used to be known for their hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigga, they be holding on tight. Like yo,
man, I still got eight of these. They be putting mad chemicals.
Yo, it's just like yo,
shit.
It's that disbelief. So like, I feel like you need like a rule of thumb.
Yeah.
To like know like yo, okay, it's time. Like for me, I think it's like yo, if you could like give yourself a haircut by just fucking pulling your hair out one by one.
it's gotta go. Like, yeah.
If I could. Reach or have a platform where I can reach all men across the world. I would, if this was my podium right here, this is my mic. If I could do that right now,
yeah, just, please.
To all my bald, upcoming bald men, guys, they gotta take me serious. Look, we're already laughing. They're not gonna take us serious. To all my upcoming bald men, if you know your time is coming, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace your baldness.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple brethrens out there. You know who you are. Deal with the head.
Yo, it's time. Yo, it's time.
Trust me.
Yo, bro, don't. It's nature.
Just try it, bro.
It's
yo,
nature.
Just try it.
I remember, shout out Randy because he's already bald. So I can say this publicly. I remember when Randy's days were coming up.
Ooh.
Every day, like when he would take off his hat, I'm like, is it time yet? Like, I'd look, and then he would fucking laugh with me and then say, yo, fuck off. I didn't do it yet. Cause like everyone's waiting, like, yo, when are you gonna do it? And then he took off his head the other day, or he took off his fucking hat, not his head. And he was bald. I'm just like, yo, fuck, that's a clean look. It's like I'm waiting for it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I know a couple of my niggas that went bald, man. I'm like,
yo, I'm happy for them, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shows growth.
Yeah.
I feel like by the time you're bald, you have a lot of wisdom.
Especially if you're a young nigga bald.
Oh, ooh. What did I just press? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Yeah, I didn't know how to spell it, so I spelled B-L-D-L-D.
I thought it was bleed it.
Is that how you spell it? If you had to spell this.
B-D-R-B-D-R. No,
B-L-D-L-D-L-D-L-D. Yeah. It's all L and D's, you know?
Yeah.
I put one R in there though. With an Asante Gu.
Like a couple R's and then that L-D-L-D-L-D. Yeah. Cause you definitely gotta roll the tongue though.
So yeah.
It's an R, yeah.
French niggas be killing it.
That's how Birdman going every time we sit down. Hey, player. Got you, Birdman. Give me a Birdman 5-star. Birdman 5-star, man.
Tell my barber, you heard that new Birdman?
Dude, yeah.
When I'm ready, you heard that new Birdman?
You know who Birdman is, right? All right, bet.
Shit, tattoos man. On your head, though, you know? Fuck.
Enough's enough.
I might, if I go bald, I might deal with that.
Yo, isn't there like no fucking skin there?
Get some yats on it. You know what? Probably like replace like a hair follicle, possibly still. Because you probably push it into a hair. Maybe like ink is in the way of the hair follicle. You see what I'm saying?
What you mean by that?
So when you said follicle, who falling? Who falling? Do you know what I'm saying?
So you got a tat, right?
Yeah.
Saying like, so you whatever. So you got a Birdman got the star on his head.
I'm after
saying,
you're bald?
Yes. No. Like probably you got bald your hair to get the tat.
Yeah.
So I'm saying like, would that like obstruct the hair from going?
Oh,
back
I got you.
I was trying to
theorize. Yo, my dog Andy's got a fucking head tat, and he has hair, and it grows over all the time.
Oh, okay.
But I'll never do it. You have to kill me first.
I would get a skull tat. I would get one.
No. A skull tat. Like on your skull.
Yeah, not
oh,
on your skull.
Okay.
This guy.
No, because I'm like, damn, I forgot the fucking nigga's name, so I couldn't hit the joke. Damn, nigga, you Stone Cold Steve Austin. There we go. I had to make sure that was it.
And the fact that it still hit.
Yeah, man. You know what it is, man. It's Trey Baby Richards.
That's all it is. That's all it is, man.
Speaking of Stone Cold Steve Austin, like wrestling, y'all see like Ronda Rousey's in wrestling now?
She's wrestling?
She's like going around like openly saying it's fake.
isn't it though?
Yeah, it is, but like if you work there, a lot of them niggas don't say that, right?
Right,
a lot
you respect
of them,
it, right?
Yeah, it just be like, you just not say it, or, yeah. But she's like literally like on road. Like, you know that shit's fake. Like it's not real.
Because she came from scrapping.
Yeah, because she came from actually scrapping, so it's just kind of, it's a different look for the
bro, you know, respect the game, you know? Respect the game you get into.
I was fucking talking to, what's his name?
Huh. That's moving what on. Mean, right?
Now I was actually about to say something. My dad.
Yeah, that's it.
Nah, man, shit.
Yo, there's this little interview. Okay, you remember?
Oh, Ronda Rousey. I was sad when she started losing. I was sad when she started losing and went to WWE because she was like, she lost in the UFC bad, and then like then she tried to come back and then she got knocked out against her. Yo, fuck this. Like,
because like she got knocked out and then like she cut for a minute.
Yeah.
And then she had a comeback fight.
Came back and lost,
and then
right?
She lost that fight too, yeah.
So it was like three L's in a row to like, yo, like I can't.
I think it was two.
No, because she lost twice and then went to WWE. I'm saying that's an L within itself. I feel like she just got like...
Wait, going to WWE you think is an L?
Because she got crunched.
Big money, dude.
No, she got big money, but I feel like she just got crunched and it wasn't good for her career. Because like I knew Ronda Rousey as like a beast. She was knocking like niggas out left, right, and center. Mm-hmm. And then she got knocked out like twice.
She knocked my pussy ass out. Mm-hmm.
She'll probably knock my pussy ass out.
I promise you.
But
that.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, let me see her little thing.
Bitch on the floor.
He said, "I promise you that."
I feel like. Let me see her stats. But I feel like, yeah, like her just leaving after it was like I wanted to see her come back. You know?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like that was I definitely wanted that. Like, you know, I wanted that just for the story. So the sake of the story, like the documentary, like that'd have been crazy. But
yeah.
Nigga, she got TKO'd.
Yeah. Like, oh fuck.
Not KO, nigga, TKO'd.
Yeah, like she had 14 total fights, 12 wins, 2 losses, and those two were the last ones before she left.
Yeah, she couldn't come back after. I feel like she probably could have came back still.
Yeah.
But I think she probably just like her confidence was probably just like all the way gone, so she's just like, "Bro, I can't."
Confidence is a big thing, man.
Especially in fighting, bro. You got to feel like you could kill anybody, bro.
Yeah.
Plus everybody online getting in your head and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I feel like I didn't really like her going to WWE. I wanted to, I always like a comeback story, man.
Yeah, you know, bro. If I was training for a fight, bro, I'd break my phone.
Why?
Because I don't want to look at any of y'all niggas telling me shit. I'll break my fucking phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should do like, that shit right
I'm
now.
I'm not going on Twitter. I'm not going on anything, bro. Like,
imagine letting a comment from a fucking account with just a fucking grade. But person silhouette trust get me. Into your head
the
your
thing head. Is those are the ones
those yo, them ones hit,
they
nigga.
Would say some shit
this shit deep yo
they would say some
nigga,
shit
rule of thumb if you see a fucking a gray silhouette don't read the comment
yeah cause
it's probably terrible
them niggas have no fucking heart man
they made the shit for the comment yo imagine waking up like yo man I'm gonna fucking hate on this nigga. And then you like sign up and like you create an email and then you have to get the activation account and then you have to like wait for the email to come in. You got to like refresh it 4 times. And then the email comes in and you click it and then you get to think of a name and then you have to go private and make sure everything's good. And then you have to search my name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they have to find the picture and then you have to think of something creative. And then how long is it? 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you
a lot of time
it.
For you to rethink that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you write it and then I have the filter on. So I didn't see it.
Oh, I see where you went there.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Hey, that's...
And now you're 40 minutes short. And I'm fucking sleeping.
my fucking... I'll let that play out.
Now, that fucking... the DMX Wolf just reminds me of Def Jam Vendetta.
Oh yeah, he was in that video.
Yeah, he was. He was like the first one.
Give it to you, like that's how it starts.
Oh, that's literally where I got.
okay. Oh, see what I'm saying? Yeah, like that's exactly what
I literally got it from that.
So I was like, bro, I just want to hear that song now.
Yo, man, I hate to do this. We got to end this podcast short because a few episodes, our man Ellie was on the show talking about a certain exhibition show. That was coming up, exhibition, and it is tonight. And
it's right now.
It's right now.
We're late.
We're late, and we here just to record this. But I told my mans, I'm going to be there, you know? So,
Birdman.
You know what it is, man. Ellie, that was for you. I'm going to sign out just like this, man. It's your fucking boy, Trey Richards. And I appreciate you guys.
Second most handsome.
Yo, man.
Don't
thank you for tuning in, guys.
Don't do that to me.
Just drop it and move on.
No fucking
thing. Hey, guys, make sure you should subscribe to the channel. Yo, you know what it is. If you're listening, there's a video to go check out. So head over to the Random Order YouTube channel to watch the video. And if you're watching the video, we're on iTunes. We're on Spotify. We're on Google Play. We're on SoundCloud. Make sure you head over to iTunes. Drop a 5 stars and review. None of that 4-star shit. 4YE.ca. We got some. Hey, right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. Right around the corner. Like, right, y'all motherfuckers, stay tuned.
Birdman.
Yeah. 100. 100. And this is, let me say something before you finish, Jay. This is, get ready to hit some. This is the fucking podcast that supports Birdman like no other. So you know you got to give us 5 stars. Birdman. You see what I did there? The 5-star general.
That was fire.
Birdman JR.
Dude. Yo, someone actually, I can't remember. I think it was one of them stupid comments, actually. Ironically, like, y'all chill with that Birdman shit. Sorry, Nick. Like, too much Birdman?
What? Yo, Birdman, get these niggas. Oh, man.
That's got to be a Cash Birdman Money artist.
Birdman, get these niggas. Man.
Chill on the Birdman.
This guy said chill on the Birdman.
The day a fan catches me, bro, he's going to be pressing me over some shit like that that we said over here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
He was one that was super passionate. Like, Birdman, like, fucking dissed him for a picture ever since then. Yo, fuck
y'all
Birdman.
Chill that fucking everything Birdman. Y'all chill.
You don't even like birds, Birdman. No, man. Anyway, that's my little thing, man.
That's crazy. That's all it is, man. Yo, Sheldon, what you got going on? You drop some music.
Yeah, yo. Sheldon, we back.
Uh-huh.
Check me out, man. I'm on all the streaming services. My music, Sheldon Sebastian. I make music. I rap. So, you know, go check it out. Let me know what you think. Follow me on Instagram at SebastianXX. That's Sebastian with an A, not an E. I know it's normally spelled S-E-B.
I still do that shit.
But it's S-A-B. You know, mom is tripping. But, you know, I like it because it's different now. So, yeah, S-A-B-A-S-T-I-N-X-X on Instagram.
100. The most gorgeous. Yo, I think I got the quote of the day.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Bro. I had to do that. Go ahead.
Maybe it's time to put this pussy on your sideburns.
Damn.
You know it's noise-canceling headphones when your fucking ears are sweating.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.